We're in the middle of Siman Tov Tzadi Vav, discussing Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. So we started yesterday with the introduction, and now I went through another sefer today. I forgot what sefer it was, and it seemed to say, "Oh, Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchasah," but I only have the English one. I don't have the Hebrew one. Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchasah seemed to say that each Talmud Chacham could make his own cheshbon in Golus. When was Yom Tov Sheni? When is Yom Tov? I don't know how that could possibly be, because the Bezdin has all sorts of calculations, and either maybe they saw, maybe they didn't see, they have cheshbonis, they don't want this to fall out like that, like, they have all sorts of calculations, so I don't know how that could be possible, but that would fit into the way you wanted to understand Rashi. I don't know, I want to move on. So now we're up to Tov Tzadi Vav Beis. Okay, now, in Siman Tov Kuf Chaf Vav, which we've already spent a lot of time on, which is Hilchas Meis B'Yontif, we learned the rule from Beit Zadav Vavam. And Aleph Ravashi told us, Yom Tov Sheni Legabe Meis Kechol Shavua Rabbanu. That Yom Tov Sheni Legabe Meis is like Chol, and even the Jews can bury the dead on Yom Tov Sheni. Not going to go back there. That's all of Siman Tov Kuf Chavav. It comes up over here in passing, so I'm just mentioning it again. Now, the Gemara in Beitza, and Daf Chav Beis Omer Aleph, brings down a question. Ba'a mine Rav Ashi me Amemar. Rav Ashi asks Amemar a question. Mahu likhol esa'ayin b'yantif. Are you allowed to, medicinally paint the eye? Put in some eye medication on yantif. So then the Gemara continues, Hecha di'ika sakana, if it's something that's sakana, lo mivayli, so then obviously there's no kasha. Dafilu b'Shabbos shari, that's going to be mutter even on Shabbos. Ki kamivayli, sof uchlo ufetzuchi eina. It's like some sort of, it's sort of the end of the machala. He's almost finished whatever eye problem. Yeah, but it still, I guess, hurts a little bit. He wants to take the medicine. Amarle, aser. He was told that it's aser. Then the Gemara goes on to say, "Ameimar shara lemikchal ena biyantif sheni shal Rosh Hashanah." Ameimar allowed people to take this eye medicine on yantif sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. So the Rif brings down Ameimar, and the Rif says, "Ameimar holds like Nahardoi, and Nahardoi they hold that Rosh Hashanah is shtei kedushas hein." And therefore, it's like a Yantiv Sheni Shogolius type of thing. However, continues the Rif, V'les Hilchos HaKavase. We don't pass it like Nardoi, the Gabi Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're going to spend a lot of time on this. We'll see in the coming months. The Kaimulon, the Kedusha Achasin. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Yumarich, that's Kedusha Achas. The second one does not have leniencies that the first one doesn't have. Elamiu gamina mehada meimar. So we don't paskin like a meimar in the detail of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. He allowed this eye medication on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We hold the second day of Rosh Hashanah is like the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So in that regard, we're not going to paskin like a meimar. But what we do learn from a meimar is that a yantiv sheni shel golius, which Rosh Hashanah is not. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is not considered Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, but on a bona fide Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, on the Sukkah, 2 days of Sukkah, 4 days of Sukkah, whatever, 2 days, second day of Sukkah, last day of Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, on a real Yom Tov Sheni, you'd be allowed to take this eye medication. And the Rosh and the Rambam say the same thing. Now, on Shabbos, we have an Isser of taking medication, discussed at length in Simon Shin Chaf Ches. And there's different types of cholim. Some people get very worked up about this Isser and think it's crazy. It's not crazy. And if someone is very sick, if someone is bedridden, someone has a terror, can't function, you know, they're knocked out by the pain, and they can take the medication if it's something that needs to be taken consistently, and an infection, there's a lot of exceptions to the rule. Those are all called the chola she'ein bo sakana, chola she'yesh bo sakana, so pikoch nefesh, docha kol ha'tarakulo, except for the exceptions. a cholish she'ain bo sakana, he's allowed to take medication. The only din of the issa medication is something we call a mechush ba'alma. He has a low-grade fever. It's not a big deal. He has a little bit of a headache. It's a cold. He has something with intense pain, something with a high fever, something with an infection. All that is already allowed to take medication. So on Shabbos, there is an issa taking medication by what's called a mechush ba'alma, by someone with a little bit of a, who doesn't feel great. And it's Xera, he'll come to make the medicine by grinding up the herbs in order to make the medication. So here the Gemara is telling us that this issa does not apply to Yontif Sheni. Okay, now the Ran over there on the Rif, the Ran says, we see from this, Kol Tzorchei Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana. Okay, now they go back and forth a little between the Mechush and the Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana. Because if you really deem the Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, even on Shabbos he can take the medication. The issue of taking medication is not on a Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, it's only on a Mechush Ba'alma. But here he says, Mina Shemini, the Kol Tzorchei Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, Nasi Na'idei Yisrael, B'yantiv Sheni, Shal Golius. Tzorchei Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana. Now if, on Shabbos, you need to ask, any weird time there's a Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, you can ask a guy. The guy could always do it. Even if it's an Issa Daraisa, the guy's allowed to do it. But on Yantiv Sheni, so if Kol Tzorchei Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana Nasi Na'idei Yisrael, on Yantiv Sheni, Shal Golius. Mihu ikel meimar dehainu mili kigon mikcha ena de malacha gufa shvusi, something that's an issa darabanan, but lahati avos malachos ein lanu. We're not going to go so far as to matter an av malacha for a chola she'ein bo sakana on yantiv sheni, but something that is normally asa midrabanan for a chola she'ein bo sakana we will allow. That's what the Ran says. And the most relevant application is which doesn't really relate to the Cholos She'ein Bo Sakana, but is taking medication for the Mechush Ba'alma, who's not allowed to take the medication on Shabbos. Let's see. Si'if Beis. Tov Tzari Vav Si'if Beis. Ein Chiluk Ben Rishon L'Sheni. There is no difference between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. Ela Le'inyin Meis. Regarding Meis, that's what we said from Ravashi. From Beit Zedavav, Tav Kuf Chaf Vav, and we're not going to spend time on that. Just look at the Mishnah Berurah quickly. Sifkat and Dalet, Mishum Kvodo, we aspire the Kama and Besim and Tav Kuf Chaf Vav for Kav and Ames. We have big leniencies by Yontif Sheni, and that's really the only, that's the biggest exception of all. V'chein, similarly, continues the Mechaber, Likhol Esa'ayin, to put on this eye medication. Mishra Sifkatan, hey, my Risha Chash Be'ein Oksas. He adds a little bit of his eye is uncomfortable. V'chol Gufo Bari, he's healthy. V'ein O'margish Me'echosh B'gufo Machmas Ayin. Now the eye issue is not causing him to be bedridden. It's not knocking him out. It's not affecting the rest of his body. So in this case, where it's just a small issue, so on Shabbos and Yontif Rishon, he would not be allowed to do in this the Rabbanon even b'shinui. Commotion is by the El Shin Chav Ches if you die in b'mishabura. If cotton and bays, Hachabiyantav Sheni, Shari Lechatchila, to do the Issa Rabbanan for the Chole She'ein Bo Sakana, Lafilu Bli Shinui, even without a Shinui. Okay, and taking medication for the Mechush Ba'alma, that's an example of an Issa Rabbanan that's probably the most common case, which would be allowed, Yantav Sheni, you're allowed to take medicine. The medicines in the scenarios which you wouldn't be allowed to take on Shabbos. Yantav Rishon, you can take Yantav Sheni. Okay, again, the Mechaber says, V'chein Likhos Ha'ayin, Hagor Noot says, O'shar Choyli She'ein Bo Sakana. So it's interesting how the Ramah says, Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. The way the Mishnah Berurah is explaining Likhos Ha'ayin is not a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana. He's just a Mechosh Ba'alma. Although Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Vav wants to say, Gam Kein B'She'eino Kolel Kol HaGuf. So it sounds like the Rama is really referring to what we call a mechush ba'alma, not a choleshim basakana, even though he uses the word choleshim basakana. V'afapisha asa barishon ela aidei eino yehudi, ayantif rishon. If you want to do something that's an isidur abanan, you need a guy to do it for you. Imein basakana. V'sheni mutter, afila aidei Israel, yantif sheni, even the Jew can do it. So Yantiv Rishon, you'd need a guy to do it for you, the Isidur Abanan, and on Yantiv Sheni, the Jew can do the Isidur Abanan himself if it's needed to help the Chole. Mishabura brings down a Lashon Shemine Hano'as Haguf. It's interesting that it's phrased as Hano'as Haguf. It brings that from the Levush. I think I saw that also in the Vishen, the Magid Mishnah. Lo echmir b'yantav sheni b'shvus derabanan. Okay. Chutz b'yantav sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. So the case that Ameimar was dealing with in the Gemara is yantav sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. But in that case, we don't hold like Ameimar. Meaning we pasken like Ameimer by Yantiv Sheni Shagolius, but Ameimer holds that second day Rosh Hashanah is included in Yantiv Sheni Shagolius, and we hold that Yantiv Sheni, the second day Rosh Hashanah is not included in Yantiv Sheni Shagolius. Chutz mi Yantiv Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, the Shnei Yamim Kedusha Achas Arichtehe, in the 2 days of Yantiv, are Kedusha Achas Arichtehe, in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is one long day with one Kedusha. Haggad notes as Rama, "V'davka shvus derabanan." We're dealing with an issa derabanan. Dumya demikchel ena, similar to this eye medication. Of av melacha, also the Yisrael asos lo filibiyad sheni. That we already saw from the Ran, and he's quoting the Ran, that if you're dealing with an issa deraisa, that you wouldn't be allowed to do for a cholish embo sakana on yantif. Mishmeres sukat nechetz, also the Yisrael b'afilu chash b'chol gufo. Which means he's an official chola she'ein bo sakana. His whole body is weak. He's bedridden. He can't function properly. Nami aser ayidei atzmo. To do an issa derabanan would be aser ayidei atzmo. Now the Shara Sinai clarifies. Now it's very confusing because we're going back and forth really between mechush ba'alma and chola she'ein bo sakana, but for some reason the words are being interchanged. So it's, I don't know, hard to understand. I don't know why it's being done. So Sharatzion Oiz Yud points out, "Vegalmai de Akum ainu mutar b'melacha daraisa, elim kein chola b'chol gufo." The heter of Amira la Akum to ask the guy to do something for someone, to ask the guy to do something that would normally be asur min ha-Torah, is allowed even on Shabbos by a chola she'ein bo sakana, not by a mechush. Here we're talking about if you want the guy to do the Issa d'Oraisa, he has to qualify as a Chole She'ein bo Sakana. He's bedridden, he's knocked out by the pain, by the issue, whatever, by the medical, whatever it is. A higher fever, something that's more serious than just a Mechush Ba'alma. There is a Sharei Tshuva over here, which is not so, not super relevant, but it can come up. So let's take a look. Look at the Shai Tshuva. By me, it's a bracketed asterisk. The first one. Ein chiluk bein rishon l'sheni. Ein b'shut noydi b'huda. Betinok shenola bein ha-shmashas. Ushmini safek chi'i shalo. He's born bein ha-shmashas. So whenever a baby's born bein ha-shmashas, the baby has a bris on the eighth day. Now, Ben Hashmashas means Safek Yom, Safek Laila. We don't know. Was he born on Sunday or was he born on Monday? Was he born on day 20 or born on day 21? So we count 8 days from the second day. We assume he was born the next day. I mean, it's a Safek. We prefer to do a bris later rather than earlier. To do a bris earlier than the eighth day is highly problematic. So we push it off to the next day. So he is born Ben Hashmashos, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Okay, that happens plenty. And a Shaila has to be asked. What's Ben Hashmashos? And, okay, when to do the bris. And then it gives a lot of relevance, as we'll see now. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yontif. So, Ushmini, Safik Chi, Shalo, Chal, B'yantif, Sheni, Shal, Golius. So, the eighth day, ninth day, the day they want to do the bris, is Yantiv Sheni, the day that they would normally do the bris, is Yantiv Sheni Shal Golius. Now, a Suffolk bris is not usually Doche Shabbos, it's not Doche Yontif. So here we're dealing with Yontif Sheni. So maybe it's a Suffolk Zman of the bris, it should be Doche Yontif Sheni, says the Noe Yehuda, it is not. V'hashach mekel afilu b'vadai. The Shach holds, even if the bris is supposed to be earlier, and now the bris is already pushed off, it's not the eighth day. Let's say the baby was sick, whatever, now the baby can have a bris. So that's Yontif. Yontif Rishon, they're not going to do a bris. Yontif Sheni, even though it's not Zmano, normally a bris is only done on Shabbos or Yontif, if that is the eighth day. Bayom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Here, the Shach holds that a bris is Doiche Yontif Sheni. You'll do a bris, even if it's not Bezmano, on Yontif Sheni. Who's our Kosev? She'af HaRosh Moide B'Sofek D'Shari Afilu Yontif Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. Wants to say the Rosh would agree to have a bris on Yontif Sheni Rosh Hashanah, even if it was Suffolk the first day Rosh Hashanah, Suffolk second day Rosh Hashanah, they'll do the bris on the second day. Vegam bavadai mila shelo bezmana biyontif sheni shagolius mi shelote lismoch al hashach lahokel emochim biyado. They're not going to stop someone who wants a mekel on the shach and do a bris that's not on the eighth day on Yontif Sheni shagolius. Okay, so that's a big machlokes haposkim. In general, as we spoke out yesterday, Yontif Sheni Shagolius is taken super seriously. Chazal imposed an excommunication in Nidui for someone who violates it. It's something they're taken very seriously. And they point out, Chazal invented this Yontif Sheni Shagolius. It gives a person, we make all these brachas that normally we shouldn't be making. We're not normally so quick to make brachas. Suffolk brachas la'akya. Yontif Sheni, they did the same brachas they did on Yontif Rishon. And let's say at the end of Yontif, they should be putting on tefillin today. And we knock out mitzvah tefillin. It's Yontif Sheni. It's Yontif. So this was an exception where the Shach held that it's not going to push off bris milah for whatever reason. But in general, it's treated like Yontif legamre l'chol davar, and it's taken very, very seriously. Okay, that is Tav Tzadi Vav Beis.